Greetings, I'm your host, James Gillen, with As You Wish Talk Radio and Eseti Stargate. And we're on all the channels, basically. You can check it out on Rumble or Telegram or VMO or, I don't know, the Eseti TV, too. I'm straight out of the coffee field. I still have coffee on my hands. So anyway, it's been rough. A lot of work here. There's so much going on. First of all, I want to say some prayers for, looks like France and Spain both are just flooded. I've never seen such carnage, the water going through. It's unbelievable. It's definitely weather wars. I don't know who's behind it, because we have it, Russians have it, China has it, the deep state have it, so I don't know who's using weather wars on who anymore, but it looks like Spain and France are just getting hammered right now. And also, too, I tell people by the time this newsletter gets out, everything will have changed, because we pre-record on Thursday and things are happening so fast and timelines are collapsing and the curtains get pulled back. So masks are coming off and everything is being revealed, So in my books I wrote in 1982, there were a lot of prophecies about these times, the vibrational lifting and planetary liberation, the sun, the Schumann resonance going ballistic, the fall of our government to unseen negative influences, and the moral and integrity challenge people that serve them. So the weaponization of our agencies, loss of freedom and rights, all of this was foretold in the book. So check those books out. Go to eseti.org. You'll see at the end of the show some links, but I'd go ahead and read the first two books at least, because they cover all this. And also, too, I want a little heads up. You're going to start seeing people's eyes go black when they're possessed. Their faces distort. Their eyes turn into slits. Cameras will pick up shape-shifting. And this is happening on a huge scale right now. There was two people behind Kamala that actually shape-shifted and their eyes went all crazy, and it was pretty insane. So anyway, you can tell who's who. The ones that are preying on victims and creating divisions between religions, races, and cultures and genders, it's all by design, and that design was created by the fallen global elite. So there's much more than an election. It's a war beyond the flesh. So here's the thing. Why do you think all the agencies have been corrupted by the traumatized, mentally ill, critical thinking, morally and integrity challenge? Look at the fruits of their labor. Their overlords want the poverty, the pain, the suffering. It feeds them, actually. They live off these energies. So turning America into a third world country, destroying the Republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, which guarantee our rights and freedoms, are their goals. So if you want to know their plans and goals of the dark arts, just take everything they accuse Trump of, make a list, and that's their game plan, as exemplified by their actions. There are those who are rising to the occasion, taking personal responsibility, owning their wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences, catching themselves before projecting on others. Then there are those clinging desperately to their wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experiences, playing the disempowering victim role, blaming, shaming, and projecting on others. One is evolving on the upward spiral. The other one is devolving on the downward spiral. And guess who is behind the upward spiral? The source itself and the beautiful many and all the higher dimensions and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are all helping us right now. And they're helping us, inspiring us and helping us and intervening on some cases to make sure we continue to evolve on the upward spiral. So the answer and the cure, as it always has been, is universal law, being kind and supportive to each other and the planet, cooperating in the highest and best good of all. In a nutshell, that's basically all you have to do. Anything else creates karma. And this has been the downfall of many civilizations. If Jesus or Buddha were to incarnate, they would be deplorables. They'd be called garbage. They'd be first on the list to do away with. the entire United States government and agencies would come down on them. They'd be tied up in the courts, gagged to stop their message. If God forbid they were, they healed somebody, Big Pharma, the AMA, all the other agencies would come down on them. And Robert Kennedy is going to be the solution for the suppression of cures and the poison of the people through food, through the food supply and the, you know what. So that's all going to come out. That's all going to be dealt with. So it's great. So imagine how welcome anyone is that empowers the individual to make their own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit. What if they pulled an RFK and exposed Big Pharma for all the pain, suffering, and actions they cause? How would Mary feel about, keeping safe, effective cures from our children and instead, give them jabs and other stuff that cause adverse effects, illness, and death, using statistically proven, neither safe or effective experimental bioweapons mislabeled as vaccines? I know it was a long sentence. I should have broke it up, but I'm on a schedule. So, how about Tulsi Gabbard, a true American hero of the highest integrity, switching parties, a host of other Democrats that had a come to Jesus integrity attack, realizing their party has completely lost its way and no longer serves the people. It seems there's a higher force of impeccable integrity, morally sound, and in service to humanity, Earth guiding many to switch parties and do what is right for the people. To be honest, there's rhinos that need to be switched out of the office altogether as well. So it's not just one party. It's never been about saving democracy. Saving a democracy is an excuse to engage in endless wars, demonize anybody that challenges the status quo. It's really about saving the republic, freedoms guaranteed by the republic and the Constitution, where the power lies in the people, not mob rule by the socially engineered, critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired, mentally ill leaders suffering from cognitive dissonance, totally out of touch with their souls, if they even have one. Anyway, so breaking things down to its simplest form, getting to the zero point, God point, whatever you want to call it, within has always been the answer. Taking personal responsibility, becoming the observer of self, our emotional charges, observing others with preconceived ideas, releasing the past, not projecting is the way out. Let's not forget the ultimate weapon, forgiveness. And these are the answers and the solutions to almost every problem. I'll explain later why forgiveness is the ultimate weapon. A lot of people don't understand how that works, but we'll get into that. In some cases, boundaries are necessary. Being a Christ or Buddha doesn't mean being a doormat. Before setting boundaries, brutally, just be brutally honest with self. It's necessary not to fall victim into the victim patterns, the division, and spiritual ego. So I think we're all getting a crash course in brutal honesty with ourself, and everything's coming up. I mean, I'm not immune to this. I'm having 12-year-old experiences pop up and the energy behind them, and I'm feeling entities behind it trying to charge it and create problems. But so many years of being, this is like 50 years I've been into this, of being an observer of myself and watching my emotions and not projecting, taking personal responsibilities, allowed me to deal with this and learning how to heal unseen negative influences. So the questions to ask oneself are, do I have an emotional charge? Has something similar happened to me in the past? Is there a reoccurring pattern? How do I break this pattern? What is it in me I'm seeing in others? Imagine the Democrat Party using these tools. It'd be a miracle. Sorry, I had to go there. Anyway, I've never seen so many accusations of others of what they've done or are doing to others. And what is sad is the socially engineered believe the redundantly disproven accusations perpetuated by the deceptive billionaire eugenicists, corporate-sponsored lamestream media. So one of my issues is just I have no time or energy for liars, people who rise on the backs of others and people who manipulate, have hidden agendas or are not authentic. So maybe giving them time and energy feeds the problem, which brings up boundaries. Trust is earned. We always get into trouble when we project our values and beliefs on others and others who have a completely different rule book. So anyway, I had a great master once say to me, he told me that. He said, you project your values on others and beliefs, and trust is earned, and you need to hold back. And he said, let them earn that trust before jumping in, which is always jumping. I have that savior program, and I've got to break that pattern. But anyway, let's explain forgiveness as the ultimate weapon. So when you truly forgive someone, the wisdom from the experience settles in the soul. The charge is gone. It moves back into the field of the trespasser. The trespasser will manifest and magnetize people and events into their lives to provide the necessary lesson. And then you're free. You're off the savior, victim, persecutor triangle. And now you can go back to love, joy, and bliss, your natural state. So when you gain the wisdom from the experience, you can choose not to recreate the same experience or pattern with others. We magnetize people and events in our lives according to our consciousness, a consciousness free of unhealed wounds, traumas, wrong conclusions from past experiences, is full of love, joy, and bliss. It's also full of wisdom gained from experience. This is where listening to the elders, those with experience, comes in. People who have dealt with their shadow side are always wiser, more loving, more forgiving, more fun to be around, basically. So you'll notice that people are on a spiritual path, that are taking personal responsibility, and that learn how to heal unseen negative influences, keep their energies fields clear, are much happier people, much more fun to be around. And you're seeing now these, oh God, I'm trying not to get political, but as far as blue states and what's going on in these states, and the Democratic Party, and the divisions, and the victim patterns, and the freebies they're giving out, and they're pushing all this division game, on every level. It's not just religion and culture, it's gender division as well. I mean, all of it is just rampant right now. So anyway, today's politics right now are a perfect example of healthy people taking personal responsibility versus wounded, traumatized victims with unearned expectations, claiming to be victims of events that happened even before they were born. Like, reparation falls into this category. So I never owned slaves. I have total recall of being a slave in a past life. And it wasn't that bad of a life, actually. It was a very simple life out in nature. So I kind of like got really tapped in that lifetime. My ancestry is Scotch-Irish and Native American. The Irish were used as slaves, paid little or nothing to mine gold and build the railroads, so we all what happened to the Native Americans. So if I claim, the past life as a slave, time not being a factor as sponsors of reparations would have it, my ancestors were enslaved, slaughtered, the land stolen as Native American, and my lands conquered by the England as Scotch-Irish, enslaved there, So do I get triple credits for reparations? I mean, all these people that are demanding reparations, they're like two generations out from the slaves. So I'm saying, yeah, I should get, why not, I should get triple reparations, or I can just take personal responsibility and get on with my life and stop being a victim. Anyway, who's going to pay the bill? People who had nothing to do with any of it. These historical injustices need to be addressed, taught so as not to be repeated. Yet, why not teach people? Despite culture and belief, we all came from the same source. As a soul, we're family, diverse expressions of the Creator God, Great Spirit. Ask yourself, who's creating the division and why? Why, are they puppets for the divide and conquer billionaire eugenicists? Today's roles have flipped. So the saviors are often, in truth, the predators by perpetuating the victim roles for personal gain. Obama is shaming black men for wanting to leave the plantation and not voting for a supposedly black female is a classic example of a wolf in sheep clothing playing the shame game. When you pull back the curtain, a supposedly black man who is gay, married to Michael, we won't even go into that, is telling black men how to act. The morally and integrity challenged are not people I would take advice from, especially after researching his actions. Supporting Iran, sending billions to Iran, funding ISIS, selling guns to the cartels, et cetera, et cetera. We're not, why aren't we talking about that? How come mainstream news isn't covering any of this? Has he or any Democrat ever apologized for being the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the Confederation Party, trying to keep slavery, perpetuating division and victim roles? How about acting as champions for the black people, other people of color, all the while using them as pawns and a means to an end, doing little or nothing to empower or enrich them? Did they solve poverty, racism, crime? No, they perpetuate it. They're playing both sides depending on who they were addressing. So they've been the predator, preying on victims, turning them against those who are truly working on behalf of the victims. So those ending the plantation era, basically. So Candace Owens, Ben Carson, Martin Luther King of the past are all good people to listen to. And hopefully Ben and Candace will have a place in the next administration. I'm pretty sure they will. Anyway, the Republican Party did lose its way in the past, but now it is the People's Party and sharing the same ideals as John F. Kennedy in the past. The Republican Party stood for equality, the power resting in the people. So know your history. They were usurped by the global elite for a little while. Now they are the People's Party due to the fall of the Democrats, which have been in free fall since Kennedy. So there are those doing their best, far and few between, to operate under universal law, practicing tough love in today's leadership. They're not perfect, yet they are in service to others and doing the best they can. Define them by their actions. Don't let the lamestream media or social media define them. The division and power struggles between the parties is coming to an end. Republicans and Democrats are coming together, doing what is right for the people and the country. The real war is not in the flesh. The flesh are the billionaire eugenicists and the weaponized mainstream and social media, corrupt politicians that serve unseen forces knowingly and in some cases unknowingly. And the people are awakening to their deceptions, and the greatest threat of all to the dark hearts, is the people awakening. So we all bleed red. We all have a soul that came from the same source, and this we're family, and we need to get back to the basics on this. So then there are those that have no soul. Something else is operating them, could very well bleed green, I don't know, or some other color. And some refer to them as the lizard people, demonic, or the fallen ones. Their lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth is insatiable. And they are the reason why there's so much inhumanity on the earth. What is sad is they are the Green New Steel, the depopulation group. They're stay on plantation folks. If you ever do the real studies on population, I mean, you could fit everybody and give them an acre in Texas on the planet. So the planet isn't overpopulated, and we are actually going into a cooling phase. So we are going into, there is global warming's a myth. We are going into a cooling phase, and there is climactic change. There's always climactic change, but we need to look behind the curtain and follow the money and look at what they do, not what they say. Second here. Here's my question is, how can you live a totally gluttonous life, have fleets of jets, SUVs, and tell everybody they need to lower their carbon footprint? Those who came into office with little and left office as billionaires should receive the most scrutiny. They never had yours, your family, or America's best interests in heart. So the Epstein and Diddy list is going to expose the majority of them. The reaction to their actions will do the rest. Karma's real, and it's being accelerated and amplified. The wounds and traumas from past experiences left unhealed or denied are also surfacing to be healed. We're in the days of end time madness. So now you know why I pick my own coffee. Just me and the coffee trees, no drama, no judgment, just me, God, and nature, Every attempt to interact with socially engineered masses who are in denial and have not done their own healing or shadow work has ended up in disappointment. Everything gets mirrored or amplified. I get confused by the confused, and which I had learned not to try to figure out because I become as confused as they are. So this is a big one. We need to just pull our energies back in and don't try to figure this stuff out and don't try to make sense out of it. We are in those times where everything's going to be a little crazy, And the more you try to figure this out, the crazier you're going to get. Because, to me, my thing is just get out in nature and spend as much time with self as you can, and do your practices, basically. So anyway, what is so hard about taking personal responsibility for attitudes, emotions, and actions, being kind to each other and the planet? If we don't hold ourselves accountable, the universe will gladly step in. And that, my friends, is the source of the end time madness, where logic and heart have been tossed out the window. Common sense is now lo no longer common. Those who come from the heart, those who are critical thinkers, those of high morals and integrity have become the enemy. And they're being attacked and accused of what the accusers have done or are doing. And this is being found in all walks of life: news, politics, the spiritual, the UFO community, the business and religious institutions. Almost all government agencies have fallen, and they're out of position for the great reveal, the great awakening. So they're not frequency specific to the ascension process. So that finger pointing they're doing to cover up their own actions is going to poke them in the eye, basically. So when you look at the Schiffs, the Nadlers, the Raskins, the Goldmans, the Swalwells, the Pelosis, the Ocasios, most blue states, they're all in totally decline. Why on earth would you want these people to control your lives? Talk about wannabe Hitlers, taking away your rights, tossing America into abject poverty, increasing crime. I go, hell, most can't even control their own bowels or define a woman. So why on earth are these people in charge? You might as well buy the t-shirt saying I'm with stupid, because if you're voting Democrat, you are with stupid. I hate to say. Not saying Trump is perfect, but he's perfect for the job right now. So make a sign, critically thinking, morally and integrally impaired for Kamala. Put it on your. I'll go back. I don't know what happened just then, but all right, so make a sign, critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired for Kamala, and then put that in your front yard. Might as well. And then there's tampon, stolen valor, and allegedly pedophile Tim. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out on that, so I'm saying allegedly, but people are speaking out. And now there's a role model we want to guide us. Anyway, meanwhile, I'll be picking and processing coffee beans, keeping the land clear, putting in gardens, permaculture, and swimming in the ocean and walking in gratitude. Everything else is unsustainable. So with the present leadership, if I were a spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlder, I'd toss a few beacons out saying avoid contact at all costs, in our present, switching gears. The good news is the UFOs are back, seeing 20 to 50 a night over Hawaii. UFO sightings are appearing globally on YouTube, TikTok, Rumble, Telegram, even the lamestream press in local areas are starting to cover the sightings. Of course, they spin it like everything else. The old weather balloon, swamp gas, or Chinese rocket story. The controlled narrative, poser disclosure, NASA are all in free fall. They can't even get their people off the space station right now. So somebody should whisper in their ear, Space Force. We have a Space Force. We have anti-gravity, counter-gravity ships. We can pick the people up, So anyway, people aren't falling for the fuzzy tic-tacs, old stories of the past like Roswell, nuts and bolts, German back engineering theories, the UFO conferences, AK reptilian F-fest carnivals that have not evolved very much over the past 70 years. So they know they're real. They know they don't want you to know who they are, why they're here, and if they could be our ancient ancestors, the temple builders from the past. Information we've been covering for over 40 years. The cover-up is over basically, and disclosure will come from the skies. So they had their chance to come clean, and now it's going to come from the skies. One more thing I might add. Not wanting to date myself, I was teaching channeling classes in the 70s. I went through the TIC teachings, the Inner Christ, the Tibetan Foundation, studied with yogis, lamas, the two-legged ones, elders on most of most nations. The name of the class I used to teach was Safeguards for Pure Channeling. And that information is in the book Reunion with Source. We taught discernment, who is who in the multiverse, how to shield, heal, remove unseen negative influences. And I stopped doing the classes for two reasons. Many allowed their egos to take over, deeming themselves as special. Others did not clear the energy and allowed unseen negative influences to come in, even competition to set in. It became fashionable. Everyone was a channel, and the safeguards were tossed out the windows. So that is why you have so much confusion, mixed messages, messages that totally contradict each other, all the in-house fighting. This is due to lack of training, the need for acceptance, approval, and love outside of self. Some profit notoriety was the drive. The come from was the most important thing. Empowering the individual to make their own personal God, creator, great spirit is first priority. Clearing one's shadow side, wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience is first and foremost when it comes to channeling. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And there's a lot of connections being made out. Some people are connecting into their own subconscious. Some people are connecting into the astral level, some even the lower astral level, where there's some very negative stuff going on. The higher astral level with guides and teachers and things are still limited because they haven't gotten off the wheel. They have some belief, either culture or race belief or some other belief that's keeping them out of unity consciousness. And so you want to get out, you want to get off the wheel and into the fifth dimension, on up. And that's where you want to work from. Because there are those knowingly and in ignorance working with unseen negative influences because their come from was off and they did not clear their shadow side, which is a constant vigil. We call them the shiny new object everybody runs to. Always use discernment, stay shielded, learn how to clear unseen negative influences, make your main focus your own personal God, creator, great spirit connection. Trust your inner knowingness. The awakening and healing of humanity, the earth, the planetary liberation is a process. It's going to take courage, patience, and the ability to know when to act, what to say, and when to say it. And this all comes from within. So when you ask, when is the EBS going to be broadcasted? When is the quantum financial system kicking in? When can we turn our dinar and zims and dongs in? I really don't think anybody knows the answer right now. There's very few that are. That might know it, and they're not talking. So we all need to go within and trust our own inner guidance and see what feels right to us. I do think a lot of these things are very close. It does. I mean, I'm getting information from on high and from other sources that say things are really moving in the right direction. They're not moving as fast as a lot of us, but they are moving. So again, we need to be patient and don't quit your day job. Anyway, so on that note, I'm going to bring Kathy on with the questions and do a little Q&A and see what comes up. And again, I have no idea what these questions are. I probably covered some of it already. All right, Kathy.
Does a clone know that it's a clone?
Interesting. It's funny because I've always asked that. I've always asked that that same question, and let me check something here really quick. I hope we're still recording. I'm pretty sure we are, but I keep getting texts, and I don't know if we. Okay, we're good. Does a clone know it's a clone? God, that's a tough one. I'm not sure if you were never told or never aware of it, but if you're in the mix of it, you'd probably have to know because you'd see it's like a lot of these people, I won't mention names, but a lot of our leaders are cloned and there's several clones. That's the only way they could do the work they're doing. And so they would have to know because they'd be on a schedule and they'd be going, hey, wait, so how can I be doing this event here? And I'm doing this other event over there. They'd have to figure it out eventually. So they'd have to know. So I think if you were by yourself, if you're sitting there by yourself, In some community of clones being raised, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't have any idea. But if you're exposed to it and somebody said something, you'd have to know.
Does a clone have a soul?
That's a good one because I asked a person about that, and I can't mention his name, who actually can clone somebody. And he said, oh yeah, a soul can pop in. There's so many souls floating around in there that want a body, and they can pop in, but that body would have been pre-programmed with cellular memory, everything, So that's another good one. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I was told that yeah, there's always souls wanting to pop in when people clone people, but how would that work if it you'd have to do a mind wipe on it, how all of us are mind wiped and we don't even remember who we were in the past or anything. So you could have one and they just never figured things out.
Will the election be stolen?
They're sure trying. They're already getting caught and they're finding ballots dumped in ravines and everything. And I'm sure they were voting for Trump. And there's people just online tearing up ballots. Oh, this one's for Trump, and they're showing themselves tearing up ballots. And there's always been, I mean, there's a couple thousand of fake ballots, and people are getting sent like 12 ballots to fill out. It's really weird. They're to their house, they're going, I've got 12 ballots here, and they want me to fill these ballots out. So that doesn't make sense. But and I've just seen, I hate to say it, but a lot of Democrats are so, they have TDS so bad that they will do anything to make sure Trump doesn't get in. And a lot of them rightly so, because if they get caught for what they did, which they probably would under the Trump administration, they're probably either going to be swinging from the gallows or in jail or whatever. So, I don't, I never did think there was going to be an election. I think as soon as the EBS goes on, the election's off, they might go through with it just to show the people that Trump does have the majority of the people. And so they won't have, all the crazy rioting and everything else in the streets. But I know that they're going to try. They're going to do all they can. But they have the Republicans have an army out there that are watching these things now. They know how they stole it in the past, and so they're on top of it.
How long can an accidental kundalini awakening last, and can that put someone in a coma state?
Yeah, it can. I've seen there's a lot of like yogis and shamans out there and things like that that activate things they probably shouldn't be activating, and they're not working with the right kind of energy. And there's a lot of wonderful shamans and yogis as well. And it's funny that comes up over and over again. I know a lot of people do these ayahuasca ceremonies and they come back possessed. They come back all messed up because the shaman wasn't qualified and it's become a party, And I think they're doing these kava parties now and all these, they've kind of, what's the new shiny object, the new shiny ceremony to do? And especially when you're doing any kind of plant medicine that's psychedelic or psychotropic or whatever, you're going to have, you're blown wide open and you're not in control. The drug is. And so if you don't have a good spiritual foundation, you can get in trouble real fast. If you don't know how to heal unseen negative influences and some people have a good experience and then some people don't. And it's be honest with you, it's really dangerous if you don't have a foundation to go into altered states without knowing how to set boundaries, how to shield, and how to heal unseen negative influences, no matter what it is. And the same thing, if you're under a drug, if you're going under an operation, and things like that. You need to do clearings while people are in those altered states. And that should be part of the hospital protocol, is clear the energy. I mean, a lot of people die in hospitals, and some of them are still walking around. They're showing up on YouTube, but anyway, there's a lot of just a lot of things happening right now that are pretty crazy.
What would you say to those who find even the positive side of ETs scary?
That's a good one. It's always important. Use discernment. Discernment's like number one. And if you don't use discernment, you can get into trouble. And we always say that just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. The good news, a lot of the malevolent ones have been taken out, and there's been a major operation with the deep underground, the tunnels, and also other places. And with the benevolent ETs that have come in and helped to liberate the planet. So a lot of that stuff is gone. It's still around. And there's some really creepy stuff coming up from underground in different places. And they're calling them aliens. And I really think they're like rakes and these creepy people that run on all fours, and they're really white skinned and naked, usually running around. They're just it's almost like they're a project, coming out of some project. But a lot of people are going to try to fake an alien invasion, but it's really some of this stuff coming out of cloning factories where they actually created ETs and they created hideous things. I've always felt Dogman was part of that. Bigfoot was here naturally. Bigfoot's always been here. But and I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't gotten the genetics from Bigfoot and are creating their own little Bigfoot army. But there's a lot going on. But I think the main thing, going back to, trust your inner guidance, trust your gut feeling, do clarions, invoke the higher dimensional beings, call on Yeshua. Some people call him Jesus, call on, Mary, Kuan Yin, Buddha, whatever, bring in the higher beings to oversee what's going on. Archangel Michael's great. But I always call on the higher beings, and if they stick around, I'll talk to them. But if they take off, they needed to go.
Will we, the people around the earth, hear from celestial higher dimensionals, or will they remain in the background? This is for those that do not experience contact.
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
That's all right. Will we, the people around the earth, hear from celestial higher dimensionals, or will they remain in the background? This is for those that who do not experience contact.
It's free will. Basically, it's by choice. There's a lot of people that have just chosen to deny all this. It's going on everywhere. I mean, all the dimensions are pressing in. The Andromedans, the Archangel energies, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light. They're kicking out the Orion Alliance, which are the Greys and the Reptilians. It's all there right now. We just have to tune into it, and it's all about intent. And so if you're setting time aside to do clearings and initiate the contact, you'll have an experience. And again, grab one of my books or go to the website and learn how to heal unseen negative influences. I have it on my business card. I have the healing on the back of it, and I hand it to people all the time. It's really important. But there are going to be some people that just don't give a shit, to be honest with you. They don't care. They're just, some people are just check to check, and they flip on the football game and get a pizza, and that's their life. They're not, but they're going to see things that they can't explain, and that's going to crack the door for them. But yeah, I think it's, again, it's personal choice. Because I know people, I know people, they're a lot of people are just really good people. They're just stuck and they're trapped in social consciousness, and they don't know how to get out or how to step out of it. So again, the people that choose, the chosen ones are the people that choose, the ones that choose to awaken. and operate under universal law and be a service. You know, those are the people that are going to be contacted.
When thousands of people pray for someone to be released from jail, and that person was never in jail because it was just another psyop, where does all that energy go?
You know what I found out? I was told once by a master that they said that energy is always used. It doesn't go to waste. So whenever you're doing clarions, whenever you're doing healings, that energy is always used somewhere, wherever it's necessary. So it doesn't matter the intention and the energy, you know, is the positive energy is always used.
Have we reached the percentage of awakened people necessary to flip the switch yet?
You know, I like Dan Bongino. He has a t-shirt that says, "Is it that bad yet? You know, is it that?" He goes, "How bad does it have to get, you know, before you figure it out?" And it's really true. And some people, it doesn't need to get that bad. I mean, some people saw what was unfolding in, like, I have a lot of friends and myself, you know, in the 80s, we knew this was going down. We knew what was happening, and we watched it all unfold. And so there's a lot of newbies out there that are just figuring this out, and they haven't had the experience that we've had, or the opportunity to watch it, you know, watch everything unfold. So they don't really realize it's like the frog in the pot, you know, they've already been boiled, and they don't even know they've been boiled, and they don't know how it happened, you know. But so those people I would advise to ask, start, you know, they there's another meme that said, if you don't believe in spiritual warfare, you better get behind somebody that does, you know. And that's basically what we need to be doing right now. We need to be really cleaning this energy up and be a civilization worth saving. You know, if we're hell bent on killing each other and just making a buck, and you know, if we're morally challenged and integrity challenged as a civilization and going down the toilet, it's like, why should they help? You know, it's like, you know, we have to be a civilization worth saving. You know, we have to do our part. And I don't think they're going to help everybody. There's some people that have chosen not to accept the help and not to wake up, and that's okay too.
How many galactic federations and councils are helping us?
Geez, I don't know. I know you have the Orion Council. Well, at the top, you've got the Andromedans, which are mythologically known as archangels. So you have the Andromedan Council. And then you have the Orion Council of Light, and that's 60. You've got Sirians helping out. The feline beings are helping out. And they go 5, 6, and 7. Pleiadians, they have the Pleiadian Council, and that council is multidimensional. There's seventh dimensional Pleiadians that are helping out. There's so many councils out there and on so many different dimensions and levels. I've never made a list of them, but they keep coming up with new groups coming in now. We've never heard of them before, and they're coming in to help out. So there's a lot. There's a lot of people coming out, a lot of people helping out, and again, the list, I don't know. One day I'll make a list. It'll be a really long list, but I'm not sure who. I'm not sure how many, to be honest with you. I've just checked. I think we're almost out of time. I think we just have another few minutes.
You want me to ask one more question?
Yeah, I think we've got maybe two or three more questions.
Do any of the ETs that you're in contact with have some good news they can share with us?
You know, they're, I tell you what, they were gone for all, they kind of like disappeared for a little while, not at the ranch, but here in Hawaii, they were gone. I didn't see them at all. I go, what is going on? You know, where'd you guys go? And they're gone for a little while, and now they're back in force. And I know the Pleiadian warriors that came in, Siavon and his group, and that group, they've had really good news. They said, yeah, we're taking names, you know, basically. And they're cleaning everything up. And these guys, I would never want to cross one of these people. It would not be good. But or even challenge them. I mean, they are loving the operator and universal law, but it's no contest, when you're messing with them if you try to harm them in some way. But these other beings are so powerful that are coming in right now. It's basically game over. It's just a mop up, and we've got the corrupt politicians and the puppets of the dark side and the Illuminati guy. Those guys are the last, the physical stuff is being cleaned up now. So they said there's been major operations. They've been successful. The cleanup is going down, and get on the right side of the fence because things are moving fast. I mean, they're very positive now, and they also been telling us about the timelines. They keep collapsing timelines and going back to the singularity and the positive timeline. So all these, right when you think there's no hope and everything's just going to hell, and something happens and it flips, shifts. So, be aware of new opportunities, new ways of new directions, things like that, because things are changing really fast. Probably one more question.
Are the Pleiadian warriors here to help with all the satanic and evil trying to take over the world?
Yeah, definitely. They're here, the Andromedans, with their mythologically known as archangels like Michael and them. They are really kicking butt. And the problem with a lot of these people that used to do ceremonies to call in these demonic forces, they aren't there. They've been taken out. And so these guys are floundering because now they have to make their own decisions. Before, these decisions were being made for them, and they're just puppets for these puppet masters, which are on the highest level. You've got some reptilian, demonic, really ugly forces, and then you've got the Illuminati boys, on below that, and they with their ceremonies and everything. But their ceremonies aren't working out too well, and a lot of them are backfiring on them. So there's like they're doing their call and doing their ceremony, and nobody's home, and they're about ready to get a knock on their door by the white hats and some other ones. So yeah, it's moving really fast, and they are intervening. And there's a lot of humans that are intervening on that level. There's a lot of very adept humans on Earth right now that are warrior spirits, and they know how to heal these unseen negative influences, and they know how to contact Creator and just bring it through them, through the heart, into every situation. And they're just cutting through the crap right now. It's all they saying, Creator, God, great spirits, giving its best for these times, and people are being activated and stepping forward. So this movement, it's all about frequency. It's all about higher consciousness and energy coming in. The sun's going ballistic. The Schumann resonance off scale, everything. There's no way of stopping this. And so resistance is futile. You might as well give it up and get back, realign with universal law, and start being of service and be kind and loving to each other, and you'll get through these times. And anything else is going to create consequences or karma. It's all going to be accelerated and amplified. So anyway, it's just be kind and loving. It's it's not rocket science, basically. So I think on that note, we'll be signing off. Thank you, Kathy, for bringing on the questions. And,
You're welcome.
yeah, are we going to have an election? I was really hoping they would step in beforehand, but maybe they're going to allow it to happen. So just so the masses realize that the right steps were taken, and the military didn't have to end up being the bad guy, but they are stepping in. So, but anyway, just keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and don't get into fear. And know, no matter how dark it looks right now, everything's going to be changing very quickly for the betterment of humanity. So, on that note, have a great evening, and we'll talk next Saturday. Good night.
Thank you.